Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about the ghetto, right? Yeah.
Of Commerce Show with your host, Ed Robinson. We're here to talk tonight a little about political news and what's happening in the political world and what we can do to make things better for black folk. The name of the show is Less Talk Blackness. Less Talk Blackness. Brought to you by the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. You know, I've been broadcasting about 3 weeks now, and never have I given you our acronym for the website for the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. It is CarolinaRegionalBCC.com. To find out what we're doing, and we need to upgrade it as of about right now because we had our banquet last night. Friday. And we had the infamous Reverend Nelson Rivers as our speaker. And it was a very gala affair. And I was talking about upgrading our website to accommodate, let you see what you missed if you weren't there. And our website, again, is CarolinaRegionalBCC.com, BlackChamberOfCommerce.com. Carolina Regional, CaroLina, Carolina Regional, RegionalRegional, Regional, RegionalB, as in black, CC, as Chamber of Commerce, .com, Carolina Regional, BCC.com. That's how you can pull us up at any time and look at us and see where we are and what we're doing. Now, for the last week or so, we've been vigorously announcing our banquet. Now that we've had it, it's done and it's over. We're going to move on to some other interesting projects. The next thing that I want to do is we're going to have a what I call sit-in, S-I-T-I-N, sit-in. Sit-in at the Roy Allen's Breezeway, located in the 100 block of West Evans Street. A sit-in at the Roy Allen's Breezeway, located on the 100 block of West Evans Street. And it is protest of the racist acts, the non-concern that the city of Florence, the city council of Florence, has afforded black folk. You know, we just don't even count when it comes down to the municipal elected officials for the city of Florence. We don't even count. And the sad part about it is we are the strength. We are the strength of the electorate of the city council of the city of Florence. I don't know, you know, white folk has somehow convinced a great number of black folk that they're the ones that they should support. And forget about that Ed Robinson guy, that's me, who's always talking about all this radical stuff. You know, even though his message is always fairness and equality for black folk, I'm constantly pushing fairness and equality for black folk, and my issues and my concerns are ignored. My issues and concerns are ignored, as well as my people ignoring me. Now, I can go ahead and preach it and preach it and preach it for months and months at a time, and these white electrics can sit back and laugh and come back. Forget about all this stuff that Councilman Ed Robinson is looking, because, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just trying to a troublemaker, so you don't need to listen to him. And a lot of them just listen to that kind of rhetoric. They do. And as a result, you need to look at the statistics as it relates to racial ethnicities in the city of Florence, where we fare as it relates to other ethnic groups. It is just pitiful. But yet, we pretty much allow these things to happen. Ed Robinson, your host for the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce with Ed Robinson, your radio host. And we hear every day from 8:30 to 9:30. And we'd like for you to tune in. We are here talking about black issues, and we want, you know, the general public to call in and let's talk about things that affect you. Talk about things that have happened to you that should not have happened. Talk about things that are happening to you or your friend or your husband, wife, your boyfriend, whatever. What we can do, all these bad things, all these things that cause you to suffer in life, you know, your job, police brutality, community concerns, anything that can that negatively affect you, we need to talk about it. Talk about it, because in talking about it, you know, we get a number of people to call in, and we begin to talk about our issues, then there might be somebody that has a solution to the problems that you're having. And the only way that we can deal with that is we have to talk about it. You know, I don't know when President Obama was down in Charleston, and he was dealing with the killing of Senator Clemente and the other eight people. You know, he one thing that he said is that we're going to have to begin to let our voices be heard. Okay. All right, I'm sorry we had a little technical difficulty there, but we're back live. Back live with the Carolina Regional BCC. Carolina Regional BCC. That is our webpage address. And you need to check us out. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 9:30, talking about issues of blackness. I want to bring to you, you know, before we go to a break, I want to bring to you an issue that, you know, I'm a member of the Florence City Council, and we had a meeting today. Typical meeting. You know, I'm constantly arguing with the mayor about black issues. And my point was, let me give you the call-in number. It's 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. You know, you can call in that number and we can have the discussion that I've been asking you to call in so that we can talk about. 516-453-9921. Now, as, you know, as I said, we had a council meeting today, and issues that I think that came up that has had a strong negative effect on the black community was the issue called Ban the Box. Ban the Box. And those of you that do not know what Ban the Box is or means, it is a law, a rule, I should say, that would prohibit employers, when you're filling out an application for a job, you know, they got on that thing, those of you who are looking for a job and had been looking, I ain't looked for a job, and I don't think I've ever looked for a job, really. But I'm told that there's a little thing on there to ask if you've ever been arrested or charged with a crime or whatever. But the Ban the Box issue says you cannot ask that. You cannot ask that during the application process. Now, what does that mean? Okay, when you go and you says, okay, Mr. ABC, I want to you get a job on this. Oh yeah, here's an application. Fill it out. And when you get that application, you start filling it out. If that little thing is on there, you don't have to answer it. You can pass that, and they cannot ask you anything about that until they look at your application and review it and says, ha, this person is good for the job. Based on what I see on this application, he might make me a good employee. And he calls you in, and then is okay. Going over the application, talking about issues that you have put down on the application, now is the time that he can ask you about your criminal record check. Now is the time. And I know you say that, well, it doesn't really help that much, but it does. It's not a lot, but at least it gets you in the door. It gets you in the door. In other words, in the initial process, when you go fill out the application for that job and you check on the, oh, yeah, I've got a criminal record, you don't even get a chance to get an interview. Now we're promoting the process a step further. At least now you can have an interview. And an interview is, many states that now you can explain yourself why you have that arrest record on your. It might be that, hey, I was charged with this 10 years ago, and I've done what I had to do to rectify it. Been not in trouble since. And I need a job. You check my record. Since then, you find that there's nothing. I'm clean. I've been an ideal model citizen. And based on information that you can give a potential employer, based on why that thing is on your record, it could mean the difference as to whether you get the job or not. And see, the other side of the coin is that thing, it negatively affects us, black folk, at a disproportionate ratio than it does white folk. It is something that has kept us, you know, in poverty and below the poverty level. And we, my thing is, we cannot continue to accept the fact that we are less than. We cannot continue to accept the fact that we are less than. And those are the implications when it comes down to unemployment. We suffer more for lack of income or lack of employment. Come down to neighborhood development. Our neighborhoods are not getting the care that she shouldn't get, all because mostly we don't have a job. When it comes down to incarceration, same thing. Same thing. We have to fix these problems that negatively affect us and our youth. These things are not going to fix themselves. We're going to have to fix them. You know, your call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Give us a call and let's talk about issues that affect us as black folk. This is your host, Ed Robinson. Ed Robinson from the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Call-in number again is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. And one other issue that that we were dealing with at council today, and that was the minimum wage increase. You know, it surprisingly, you know, it passed. It passed 6-1 vote. You know, we on our council, we have 5 Democrats, 2 Republicans. 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans. And that's another issue. I think I'll deal with that once I come back from the break. But I want to talk about the five Democrats and two Republicans. Now, the way the system is that we have what you call a hybrid system. In other words, we got districts. Now, this is what we had to do, the city of Florence had to do way back in the middle 70s in order to get blacks elected on city council. And I'm one of the ones that's a beneficiary of the district election. We have three districts, three council members that are from districts. And what that means is that they carve out a section of the city, and only people in that section can vote for their representative. And two of the sections of the city are majority black. Two of the sections of the city are majority black. Now, we had to do that in order to get a black elected. So we are... We have three districts. Two of the districts are majority black. One of the districts is majority white. Now, the two districts that we have that are majority black, around 60% black, 59 to 60%, that give rise to the fact that, okay, we can get a black elected from those things. But the one district that's white, we got two majority black districts, one majority white district. The majority white district is like 80%+ white. And so this guy, you know, who is elected from that white district, never vote for anything black. He's safe. There's nothing we as black folk can do because he's safe. And it goes to show the kind of city we have. Because, you know, if we don't get any, the representative from District 3, which is 80% white, he has to vote against all black issues in order to get reelected. Because the majority of white folk, that tells you that the majority of white folk from this city are pretty much anti-black. Now, you don't get that. You won't get that from anybody but me. Nobody has the nerve to even bring that up but me. Well, Ed Robinson, you always bring up these racial issues. But it's a fact. It's true. These are things that are happening right here in Florence, South Carolina. I'm asking people to call in. Let's talk about our problems. Let's talk about means and ways of solving it. We are 47-48% of the population. That's why we have such a strong Democratic council. But the fact that the council is Democrat doesn't mean the Democratic policies carry. The fact that the council is Democrat, is majority Democrat, is far from the fact that the Democratic policies carry. Ed Robinson from the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show. We'll take a break now. We'll be back in a minute.
Every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Live at you. Did you hear the chains falling? I hear the chains falling. So, you know, we have to pray and believe. Not only pray and believe, we're going to have to make things happen. Some things don't just happen out of the ordinary. God gives us the strength, He gives us the mind, He gives us the heart, He gives us the energy to fight evil. And these evil deeds that is been cast upon us, we're going to have to fight them off. We just can't sit back and allow it to happen. Now, you know, I was telling you about the makeup of the Florence City Council that I serve on. And how we having a strongly favored Democratic council, but we are not pushing the Democratic agenda. All the things. Now, one thing, again, I did put on the agenda today that passed except for one. And it was that council member that is from the 80%+ white district. 80%+ white district. He voted against it. He voted against the minimum wage increase. And you know, it's a pity and a shame that this is what it takes for him to be elected. We are in a lot of instances supporting these draconian issues, these things that negatively affect us as a people. We are coming out supporting this stuff, supporting people that support this stuff. let's take, for instance, downtown revitalization. Now, most of you, a lot of you, I know that you're living in cities that where they have had to revitalize the downtown. And see this, when they left the downtown back in the, you know, when the malls became popular and all of the stores moved out of downtown and went into the malls, you know, that was the popular thing to do. And then who took the stores downtown? Black folk. We came in and took possession of those stores and made our little investments and did what we had to do to try to make sure that we can start our own business and grow. But then, you know, the sad part about it is we black folk, you know, we ran to the malls too. And but those courageous black folk that says, okay, you're leaving me your junk, but I'm gonna take your junk and make something out of it. And we took that junk. And we took it and we did what we could to these buildings. We couldn't get any money to renovate them, to be competitive. But we did what we could, and it was enough for a lot of us to make our living and support our families, not in a grand fashion, but we did. We were happy, and you know, sometimes blessings comes in disguise, and we were happy with being left behind and using leftovers and not being, but then they decided that, hey, we need to redo our downtown. So they ran us back out. Now we understand that we just not important. We can only have what they allow us to have. But you know, the thing is that there's a large group of us who just follow them. I'm going to follow you to the mall. I'm following you to the mall. I'm going to follow you back there. I'm going to make you take my money, even though you really don't want my patronage. But I'm going to make you have it anyway. And my people over here who are struggling, they can forget it. I'm not going to them. And this is the thing that we're going to have to begin to do. We're going to have to recognize the fact as to who we are. You know, we need to look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you can see that the face that you see in that mirror is not the same as the man that you idolize. It's not the same as the man that you've been analyzing all of these years. And what do you need to do? You need to reach out. And that's the purpose of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. You know, we're constantly looking for means and ways to get us to be who we are and stop trying to be somebody that we're not. Because, you know, when you are emulating or imitating something, you know, you can't be a white man as well as a white man can be a white man. Because that's him. But you can't be him. You can't be a dog like a dog can be a dog. Because it's a dog. Can't be a monkey like a monkey is a monkey. Because he's a monkey. People call us monkeys, but we can't be a monkey. We have to be who we are. We have to be who we are. And when you look in the mirror, what do you see? What do you see when you look in the mirror? thing I'm trying to get over to you, that when you look in the mirror, you have to say it loud. You're black and you're proud. Say it loud, you're black and you're proud. This is me, Ed Robinson, your host for the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show, Carolina Regional, BCC.com. That's how you can reach us on the on our webpage. And you can call in at 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. That's the number that you call in. The Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show. We are asking you to call in. Let's talk blackness. We need to talk about issues that affect us, how we live the life of our children, grandchildren. It is up to us to make sure that they have a fair chance in life. You know, all the opportunities, a lot of the opportunities that we had, is not there for them. You know, the laws and rules that are being put into place is having that adversarial effect on our future. When I say our future, I don't mean my future. I mean the future of your children. Your pride and joy. What does it take? What does it take to get somebody to stand for what's right, what's fair and equitable for their children? You go and you ask anybody, black folk most especially, 99 out of 100 are things fair for your children? And what are you going to say? Absolutely not. Are things fair and equitable for your children? What are you going to say? Absolutely not. You know, we have to change that. We have to fix that. We have to make that right. It ain't going to happen automatically. We are going to have to make it happen. It's not going to happen automatically. As I said, we're going to have to make it happen. And we're going to have to fight for righteousness, fairness, equality. You know who gets it all? White folk. And see, now I'm to the point where poor white folk don't get it either. It's the rich white folk that's getting it. And we're totally being left out. What is happening today politically is not sustainable. Now, I think we are in I know it might seem far-fetched, but I don't think so. Things that we went through in the 60s, I think we're going to have to deal with the same issues again. I think we're going to have to deal with the same issues again. But see, if we don't wake up, if we don't wake up and do what needs to be done, then the problem is going to persist. The problem is going to persist. It's going to magnify itself, grow, and become self-destructive. Thank you all for listening. This is Ed Robinson, your host of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show. We'll be back with you on tomorrow, same time, but tomorrow this time we will be broadcasting from Miami, Florida. Good night.
to go and listen to the brother.
Wait a minute!
Can you dig it?